coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. Have you seen the latest Twitter files? Of course, you probably have. All about Hunter Biden laptop. If you folks were reading the Wisconsin Christian News. Hang on. Hold on a second here. Actually, it's in my office. The folks, subscribe to Wisconsin Christian News, the hard copy. Donate. Their printing costs are through the roof. And it's not because of supply issues. It's because, in my view, of something more nefarious than that. And I'm going to leave it there. But folks, there's a segment of Christians that don't watch Wisconsin Christian News to be out in hard copy, soft or digital copies. Do me a favor. Do me a solid. Please stand behind WisconsinChristianNews.com. Go and not just subscribe. Subscribe for a friend, but also please keep them running, up and running. They're the last bastion of free or unencumbered true Christian news on the face of this earth, I believe. It's one of the largest Christian publications on at least in North America, in the United States specifically, and not welcomed in big mega churches and such because it does tell the truth, obviously. All right, but I wrote extensively about the Twitter files or the FBI and the Hunter Biden laptop, how the FBI and the IC discredited factual information about Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. That includes China, 10% for the big guy, remember that, and all of the above, all of everything that China, Ukraine, the fact that we are at war, proxy war with Russia in Ukraine, in part because of Biden's chicanery in the country of Ukraine. We've got Scamdemic out the wazoo, okay, the mRNA jabs. I've been watching things happen with that, the excess mortality rate that you will be told does not exist because, it doesn't exist. What a bunch of crap that is. It does exist, and folks, you need to wake up to what is happening, not you, the audience, because you know what? I know. Just from reading the comments at Rumble or Brighteon, I know that you are wide awake. Please, speaking of that, please do me a solid and give us or subscribe to us on Rumble. Subscribe to us on Brighteon. Both. Do it both. You know what? Even if you never go there, just subscribe and give us a Rumble or a thumbs up or a like or whatever you call them. Okay? Please do that. And please take this particular or this platform and spread it out among your social networking friends, family, coworkers, enemies, whatever. Because they are coming after us with both barrels. And by they, I mean the intelligence community. I mean the federal government of the United States. And the NGOs are coming at us. They are attempting to take us off the air. They have deplatformed us on Patreon. I know you know this, but there are people that are hearing this for the first time. And I just got a message saying, hey, I can't sign up for your Patreon. Well, yes, I know. I know. Because you will never be able to. Because we cannot play in the sandbox. This is like walking into Casino Royale. Because a casino, everything is rigged against the Christian conservative. Understand that. It's all rigged. The house always wins when you play in their house. So we have to stop playing in their house, stop playing in their sandbox, and tell the truth. With me right now is Stan Dale, standdale.com. Go there, of course, and Make sure you bookmark his page. Watch the headlines, standale.com, every third Tuesday of the month because of my schedule, which I won't get into. But the fact is, there it is right there on your screen, standale.com. And make sure you check out all of his intellectual property as well. Stan, thanks for joining me.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on. This new schedule is nice. We've been stacking in firewood like crazy, getting ready for this cold spell that's coming toward the end of the week. Is it already hitting you?
It hit us in sometime mid-July. You know, cold spell. Is it? No, seriously. Yeah, I mean, we've had hurricane winds. We've had snow. But it's winter. What do you expect? You know, and we're on a lake.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're not on a lake. We're in the high desert here and been, you know, short for snow and rain for the year. But the temperatures we're seeing now, like we're going to be minus 13 on Thursday or Friday night. I'm not sure which one it is. But this is getting cold for us, colder than normal. So that Arctic Express, however it's being deviated from Siberia down to us, is going to clip us as well as you guys later in the week. It's going to get worse, I think, for y'all.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you were talking about the solar. What's that minimum? What's it called again?
Solar sunspot minimum. Yeah, but we're heading for a maximum now.
Okay,
and it's about 50% to 75% higher than predicted. The solar maximum.
What does that translate into our weather?
Well. That is interesting. When you have more solar wind activity, which this solar cycle is producing, it does shield us more from deep space gamma radiation, various other radiations in the ultraviolet spectra that could be harmful to us and to our ionosphere. But the magnetic fields of the sun is what I've been watching, because every 11 and a half years, you know, the sunspot cycle, as it goes through that cycle, it flips the north pole of the sun to south and the south pole to north, but it doesn't do it at the same time. So at some point in time, you have like two north poles and or two south poles, depending on which way it went. So while this is happening, it's also affecting our magnetic field, because the sun's magnetic field is stronger than ours, obviously. But we've been weakening, our magnetic field here on Earth has been weakening for probably 8-9 years that we could notice. And it's getting to the point where we can see a tip over where it reverses and the magnetic field in the Earth starts to flip upside down. Already signs are occurring, which we've discussed on your show before, that like in Florida, one airport had to change its magnetic headings on one of the runways because the North Pole has shifted so far. The inside our planet, there are two, maybe three pairs of north-south magnetic anomalies. And one of them will take dominance and become the new north-south or south-north poles of the United, of the planet Earth, all being affected by the sun. Now, this solar cycle, the sun is not acting like it should. As I said, it's between 50 and 75% more sunspot activity, which means more CMEs, more flares from the sun than we expected, or the scientific community say expected. And I was expecting it to get worse. But for my own reasons, looking at the charts now, the surface of the sun that we can see is thinning this particular solar cycle and allowing more solar wind to escape and affect our weather. The solar wind coming through there hits our upper atmosphere, the charged atmosphere, which has direct electrical control over where major storms move. They follow the solar wind impact on our ionosphere and the path that it makes in our earth currents, our telluric currents underneath the earth. So all these things affect the weather, and we are seeing a very anomalous set of weather conditions planet-wide now. Certainly drought, you know, for the last 2 years has been increasing everywhere, and flooding in some places because the weather pattern is shifting. So how does it affect us? Well, it affects us adversely into our crop areas, you know, planting crops that are not getting enough water, crops that are getting flooded, My friends in Tanzania have been telling me how starved they are over there because they're not getting the rain either. And none of the wells and stuff that they've dug or drilled are producing enough water to irrigate the crops that they need. So all over the world, this is affecting us. So here, we're going to see problems because of the bird flu. A lot of the chickens, millions of chickens have been killed. And prices of food are going up because of diesel and transport costs and the idiocy of the White House. You know, where do you put your finger on it? I mean, it's just so many things affecting it, just driving our whole economic and global food famine cycle crazy.
You know, I can almost see a silver lining in this, not to grab onto some nebulous hopium, but the fact of the matter is, I think we're going to be forced to really concentrate locally. So in other words, if you know a butcher, if you know a farmer and a butcher, okay, you can survive whatever this is. I don't want my chicken from China or Thailand or Vietnam or wherever they send them from anymore. I don't want it full of antibiotics. I want to know where it's coming from. And maybe this is just what we need. Look, I don't know. I'm trying to look for a silver lining here. And I think there is one. You? I mean, your thoughts?
I don't see any silver linings for it. You know, it's going to be difficult times. I think we're approaching the biblical 7 years of tribulation. It's just things are ramping up all at the same time. And the problems with the global economy, I expect to see a collapse of the world economy very, very soon in 2023. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but these signs that we're seeing now are worse than I've ever seen. And it's going to drive people into letting the government control their money because you'll have digital money. And I see a benefit for that, you know, getting rid of crime and tracking the drug dealers and that kind of stuff and money launderers. But at the same time, it means that you can't have cash to do private barter. I'm sure they're going to put a limit on gold and silver sales, if at all.
Okay. So on the other side of that, and I never thought I'd ever see or say this, but here's what I've learned over the last 4 or 5 days. You know who's seemingly against global digital currency is the Fed.
That's weird.
Okay.
That is weird.
Okay. Now, it's weird until you start thinking about it, because that means the Fed would have to do what? Give up control, right? Their control over our economy. Now, that's not to say they can't create something, but at least them subjugating their power to a global entity. I don't know. I could be totally wrong, but I'm doing a lot of research on this. And when you look at the actions of Jerome Powell from the Federal Reserve through that prism, it almost looks like he's an enemy of a global digital currency. Now, that doesn't mean, I don't know what that means. Look, this is my investigative results, and I always used to have a policy, and I'm breaking it now. You know, when I'm working on an investigation, I don't give updates unless it's required, because those updates are subject to change.
Right.
You know, so, but what I'm seeing right now, for example, what happened, and this is interesting, what happened when when the Fed raised the rates, just the last time?
What do you think? All right, go on.
Well, the answer is the EU currency suffered from that. Kind of like what happened to the Russian economy when the U.S. Put out their sanctions. The Russian economy, according to eyewitnesses on the ground in Moscow and other places, their supermarkets are stocked. There's plenty of money. So it's Look, again, I don't know what this means yet. I'm working on it, but
it's counterintuitive, really.
It is. Yes.
And the Fed is controlled by the City of London, isn't it? And they're not part of.
I think. Well. Up. Yes. Okay. The short answer to that, without getting into the long thing, is yes. Except. Hang on just a second here, because I did take some notes that directly is responsive to that question. The Fed is the most powerful central bank in the world, okay? Let's see here. I can go all the way back. Without going back to the Civil War, because I thought this was really interesting. When you go back to the Civil War, who backed the South in the Civil War? Do you know monetarily?
That's a good question.
I'll tell you. I mean, look, okay, I did not know this. Okay, so don't worry. The British Crown backed the South in the Civil War.
And the French backed us in the North, right?
Oh, you're close, but no. You know who really backed us? Peter the Great, Russia.
Wow.
Okay, so
I did not know that.
I didn't look. Believe me, I'm discovering this kind of like in real time too. Okay,
right
now, Man in America, Seth, who hosts that show, had a gentleman on. Tom Luongo, I believe his name is. Look, I don't know this guy, but the facts that he presented appear to be accurate based on my additional research. So. Anyway, the takeover, the turning point of this Western global or this Western financial system, this attempted, when you look at this, okay, there's, you know, LIBOR, the 18 banks, all the credit is indexed to LIBOR or has been.
I didn't know that either, but
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, just real quick. This is being replaced by something that began in 2008. Called SOFR, S-O-F-R. And I don't mean to go off on a tangent or take your time from you, but...
That's all right.
So what is happening here is the Fed and the Treasury is basically saying, okay, screw you, LIBOR. We're not going to play your games anymore. We're creating our own system called SOFR, which will be active on January... Let's see. LIBOR is to be replaced by mid 2023. LIBOR, by the way, is the London interbank offered rate. It's going to be replaced by SOFR, which is the secured overnight financing rate, which is the benchmark interest rate for dollar denominated derivatives and loans. So, when I look at all of this, and I'm going to just shut up when I say this. The central bank digital currency is a product of Davos. I think we can all agree with that. Klaus Schwab and company and all those other morons. Okay. And Biden is a puppet of the Davos regime, party of Davos. So when you take that and you look at the, when you start looking at this, I'll just kind of circle back around, because I hate that same circle back. I think it's Saki. Okay, so when you look at this, when you look at the SARS-CoV-2 virus being released from the laboratory in Wuhan, China, I believe it was deliberate. What was this an attack on? It was an attack on the West. It was an attack on Americans. It was an attack on all people, but specifically, it was an attack, I believe, on the Fed, which, look, you're not going to get any tears from me on that, okay? But it's interesting because things have unintended consequences. I don't know where I go. Oh, please shut me up, Stan, okay? Take over.
Well, you know, the world economic situation is, in my opinion, chaos, because you've got a lot of digital transfers already in blockchain usage. Saudi Arabia has been involved in that as well. And blockchain means that, you know, of course, anything you buy or sell, house, business, income, whatever, if you're on blockchain, there's a permanent record in the global database of, say, your car or your house, who's owned it and who sold it and when and for how much. And so blockchain is going to be the basis for the new world order money system, totally. And so the clearinghouses and things like that will have to fall in line with that. And that control will be under the leader of the world government. And that will come, I think, at a time, maybe in 2023, when all these crisis curves of famine, financial chaos, weather, diseases, you know, the COVID type stuff, when all these things come to a head and the threat of nuclear war in the Middle East between Israel and Iran, when all these things hit at once, come to a head at once, is when the people of Earth, not the government, but the people are going to cry out for a better way, a better life, a safer, peace and security type life. And when it's offered through this world government and the technology it will reveal, shows it has control of the planet, when that happens, people will rush to this digital thing to save their money, because banks are going to say, well, look, we've taken all your money that you put in us, in our banks. We actually control it and own it. You don't. And we're going to turn it into digital. So if you don't take this digital ID number for the world currency, you can't have your money. Therefore, you can't own your property or pay your taxes or have income or pay anybody. So this is where we're headed.
How do they think that's going to work out? And I'm being serious, okay? Because, look, I know I'm not the only one thinking this. You try that with me, you're gonna have a friggin' problem, okay? You try that with a number of people, you know, middle of the country. It might work in New York City or Miami or L.A., but it's not going to work in the middle of the country, and it's certainly not going to work with constitutional people like me, which probably is why they want to kill me, get, you know, bury me, dig me up again, bury me again, you know, that type. So, and then when you deal with digital currency, programmable, okay, tell you what you can buy, what you can't buy. I mean, yeah, that's going to really work with drug dealers. Of course, there's always a way around things and black market, but I don't know. I don't know, brother. Look, I agree with you 100% on the bigger picture, but some of the smaller issues, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't.
Well, one thing's going to happen is that the powers that are in the White House are going to have to declare martial law to stabilize the country. And I don't know what will happen in the other countries around the world, but there'll probably be people like us there, too. And I say people
like Brazil. I mean, Brazil, yeah. We don't hear squat on the news. Tell me why that is. Tell me why the machines that are used in the U.S. installed Lula down there as a communist president, or in the process thereof. Okay, they move up the certification date. He's going to be sworn in. But you got people by the tens, hundreds of thousands just pushing back in the streets, but no one covers it. I don't even hear it on Fox News. No one's covering it. Peru, the same thing, different, but the same. No one's talking about all of this. People are pissed off, Stan. People are saying, no, you know what? Screw this. I've had it with you. And I'll tell you what. People in the United States are getting to that point where they're saying, you know what? I got nothing to lose. So, okay, here we go. Let's rock. So tonight we ride.
Yeah, I understand that. And there are about 75% of the nations of the world at the moment are having active demonstrations against their governments. It is a widespread, a global situation, which I expected to come. It's fulfilling, an ancient blueprint for how they're going to take over the world, the Illuminists, et cetera. And when the people are most dissatisfied with their governments is when a new government that can prove it has no religious, financial, political links to anything can come in and control the planet by simply saying, look, we're here to help you if you want to accept us. And all you have to do is say, yeah, I want to do it. And we'll help you organize your planet. Now, that's when, as I've said many times, when Satan and his minions that have the flying saucer technology and all the other stuff that's come out in the UFO situation, when they will step forward and say, look, we'll put our choice, a human, in charge of this world government and give him technology to keep the bad actors out and take care of you, give you peace and safety. We're being herded like sheep through a particular gate. And this is something that I've been talking about since 1977. So it's not a surprise to me, but it's certainly a thing to be aware of and to understand And one important thing is this. If you are a Christian believer and you're following Yeshua, you pray to Jesus, you know, every day and say, find me worthy to be delivered out of this time, then you will be caught up in what's called the rapture, obviously. And I think this must be coming soon. And I don't know what date or, you know, what month even. There's so many arguments about it. But it will happen. We will be taken out because, you know, we're a thorn in the side of the New World Order. So you're saying, what will happen if they, you know, if they pull this with this digital currency and martial law and that kind of stuff? Well, all of us that are, well, not all of us, but the Christian part of this resistance to this will not be here. So that will solve one problem for them because we're gone and our assets they'll collect and distribute as they wish. But until that time, we need to warn people, if this is coming, don't take that new digital number. And if you have to, I mean, I've got a trailer out there stocked with a small one that I can tow in a car, stocked with the provisions we need for emergency exit out of here because we won't be able to own our house because we're not going to have the digital number. And they're probably going to tell our neighbors and everybody, if you'd have a neighbor that's a prepper, turn them in and you know, if they don't already know about us, and we'll give you 10% of what they've been hoarding. And, you know, it's just...
Bastards. That's why I knew I didn't like my neighbor for some reason. But Stan, you know, until that happens, here's how I plan to handle things, and here's how I plan to go out right here. This is me in like 5-6 months from now. Okay. Seriously, I'm not going to look. I get it. I don't know when things are going to happen. I don't know when God is going to deliver us from this evil that we're in, but I do know this. I'm not going to make it easy for these morons, but go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, look, I agree. That was a nice Gatling gun video. That must have been from the late 1890s.
1890s. You got that right, but I got it in my garage.
Oh, I hope it's well oiled. Yeah. Look, we've got so many illegals in the country at the moment, and of course, going to be coming in by the dozens, by the tens of thousands at this point per month. You know, we're locking all our doors and, you know, we have various defensive mechanisms in place all the time. And until we're taken out, that's how we have to act, is to defend ourselves against this terrible army that has been allowed into the country of drug dealers, cartels, their pawns. And they've put their army in place. And of course, once they get them into America, weapons that they need to have to foment a revolution, are in place. And these single young men that are of military age that have been coming across into tens of thousands, they will be an army and will be little islands within that. So,
And you know what? I do hope I'm delivered from this. But in the event I'm not, send your best, but go ahead and send your ones without the family.
Well, look, as head of household, you are irresponsible if you don't have the sword to defend your household against, you know, enemies. And these people are not our government. They are an invading army. And so you're responsible for that, and you should arm yourself to be able to defend your family as best you can.
And what's up? Okay, so Title 42 was temporarily suspended now. Oh boy. Gee, I wonder how that's going to turn out ultimately. But the fact of the matter is, they're still coming across in droves, 500,000 a month. Okay, this is an invasion. But you know, with all the smoke, bluster, and blunder on the Hill, who's doing a damn thing about it? The Arizona governor put up shipping containers. Oh, yeah. You know what I think we should do? I think we should organize posses. And for the Phoebes that are watching this, and for the people that turn me in, okay, understand this. I believe we should take foreign posses, go down there, and strafe the ground before they hit land. And let's see if they keep coming. If they keep coming, they do so at their own peril. That's my fix for this, if you want to know. I don't know how much 7.62x39 ammo costs or 5.56, whatever it is. I don't know. But you know what? Hey, it's cheaper than the alternative. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you know, they are pressing on us. I mean, they've blocked me on YouTube now until sometime in late January. And this is over their so-called my offenses, talking about, I don't know, COVID or whatever. And so I'm blocked there, and I've gone over to Rumble. I guess you have too. I don't know, but
I've been on Rumble. YouTube kicked me off. They gave me a plaque. They gave us Eric the Tech, myself, Joe, a plaque, 100,000 or I don't know, 250,000 subscribers, whatever it was. It was 250,000 subscribers at one point. And at first they demonetized us, and then they said, "No, we don't want your kind here." And you know, as far as I'm concerned, anyone not. Present company excluded. Do what you want. But if you're screwing around with YouTube, then you're part of the problem, in my view. Get over on Rumble. Get over on another platform that doesn't tell you what to say. Or, and I love this. I love this. When people say, they'll self-censor. They'll say, we can't say, and they mouth the word vaccine. They mouth the word COVID because they're afraid of censorship. What the hell are you so afraid of? If you're that afraid, then get the hell off the channel. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. Well, look, Patreon, you know, I remember, and so are you, they are letting me upgrade. They're letting me actually upload videos to it, too. So I'm doing it to Rumble and to Patreon to, you know, have a presence out there as long as I can. Have you done that on your Patreon channel?
My former Patreon channel is no longer. They've taken our main method of income away. And you know, here's the thing. I want people to understand this. Okay, this is what you get when you go to our Patreon page. This page has been removed. They send us a letter, and Now, understand this. We never posted anything on Patreon, okay? Except, I think once or twice, it was a health update or family update or something, okay? It had nothing to do with anything. But the reason was that we're basically seditious, treasonous criminals that should be in jail and should be arrested by the feds because we engaged in activity that encouraged the 1-6 dust up at the Capitol. Okay, but here
is that what they put in that letter? I mean,
yes.
In print?
Yes.
Oh,
but here's the thing: Patreon had to go outside of their platform to actively look for. Okay, so some dope posted something, and I'm not going to get into it, posted something. They edited some clips together and made it sound really, really bad, like I should be, you know, before a firing squad in the United States. Because and Patreon saw this. Not only did they take me off, but they took people that were with me, or people that appeared on the same day that had nothing to do with what I was talking about. They took them off too for the same reason.
Wow. Well, they haven't hit me yet. I don't know why.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway. you want me to give them a call?
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Yeah, they must have overlooked me. I feel kind of slighted there. Gosh.
And again, look. It really isn't about me. It's not about us. It's about our children or grandchildren, in my view. Okay, are we going to leave them this flipping mess, or are we going to fight back? And if we don't fight back, we're a bunch of pussies, in my view. We've got no testosterone. And you say, well, fight back, you're going to lose. No, if you don't fight back, you're definitely going to lose. Okay, here, cattle car that way. You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, but boy, I tell you what, I'm not in a happy, cheerful mood today.
Merry you know, Christmas. You talk about, yeah, you're right. You talk about cattle cars. A couple years ago, I think I even put up some photos of it, but between Pueblo and Colorado Springs here, as you drive along I-25, the major highway, as you get closer to Colorado Springs, you'd see every, maybe quarter mile, half mile ramps on the other side of the fence next to the highway. Just ramps up to places where trucks could back up and take people away, or in some cases where trains would be and you could be loaded into something into cars, you know, rail cars. So I suspect that they're getting ready, at least here, to herd people off of the highway and into these cars. It's just terrible.
Think anyway. About that. You know, Okay. I'll say this. I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to go the way they're planning. I just don't think so. And again, I'm not big on hopium. I'm looking at reality of the situation, but I'll tell you what, you come to my house and I fully expect a knock on, well, not a knock. I fully expect that, you know, the splintering of wood at 6 a.m. I really do. And have prepared for it. But the bottom line is, you know, if we all don't stand up now, who is going to stand up for us? Okay, I'm off, but you know what? I'll stand up for you. And we need to stand up together and fight this. Otherwise,
Well, look, if we stand up, you know, even in our own home and defend it, et cetera, you know, you raise your weapon and they say, weapon, and you're down and you're gone in, you know, flash of a second. But at least you stood up for what is right.
Well, yeah, but you got to be smart about it, too. I mean, if you see it coming, you have to pre-stage. I mean,
Yeah.
And you know what? You have to make them remember. That's all.
Yeah. I know,
but again, I digress. Look, it's your time. I don't mean to, but you know, this is a good conversation to have, because I think adults in the room need to have this conversation, not some pink haired, tatted up, pierced moron that lives in mommy's basement that has access to the back channel of Twitter. I don't think these people run anything or should run anything. So, anyway, to you, sir.
Well, yeah. We have to do the best as we can, and you and I both have our physical problems, and we have our business problems as they hit our various platforms. And so I've been telling my people on Patreon and on the I did it on YouTube as well, that, you know, look at our stuff as long as you can. Download what you think is important, because it's going to disappear. You know, download interviews where we've talked about things that are important. Rumble, you know, we'll probably be on there as long as it exists. You know, they think like we do at Rumble in the management. But anyway, what is happening now in the Middle East is it's the catalyst for the world government to take power. And it's the conflict between Israel and Iran. Now, people are saying, oh, well, Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons yet. Israel's been stopping their reactors. Well, Iran has a very strong deal with Russia. And if they can't get nuclear missiles from Russia, there's something wrong. So when they make their move against Israel, Israel will probably deflect major nuclear catastrophes, but it'll be on for one and all. And to complicate the issue, Saudi Arabia is making overtures to Iran, which Iran has not, as far as we know, has not accepted yet, about bringing peace between them. But Saudi Arabia is also making peace with Netanyahu in Israel. And they're talking about helping Israel get all the other Arab nations to sign the Abraham Accords and be a peace in the Middle East. Now, that agreement between all those nations around Israel and Israel sounds to me like what Daniel was predicting, saying, okay, the person that's going to be the Antichrist of this age is going to be one of the signatories of that particular document. Now, the elephant in the room, the lion in the Middle East, is Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman. There are just, you know, so many things continue to point to him to being a major player in the world government. I mean, his involvement in blockchain through one of his banking holdings, and his dealing with China, for instance. This is incredible. I mean, China is our mortal enemy, and the U.S. is being like recalcitrant in supporting Israel with this administration we've got. So Israel's basically on its own, and the United States can't get oil it wants. Not that it needs it, but oil it wants from Saudi Arabia and the OPEC countries. So I'm watching this movement of politics over in the Middle East. It's China, Russia, and the United States is not even a player anymore. They're just kind of a victim somewhere. But watch what Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia does. And if the Iranians, using their missile bases in Syria near Damascus, well, on the western edge of Damascus, if they continue doing this, I expect that if it's not a natural phenomenon, a God-caused phenomenon that destroys Damascus overnight, that it will be a nuclear attack or a detonation of the nuclear weapons there in Damascus, which will turn Damascus into a nuclear waste hole. And that's, you know, at that point, if they blame it on Israel, then you can see a need for all the nations of the world, not just in the Middle East, to say to Israel, well, wait a minute, you know, put your nuclear weapons you had in the back room down. Let's make peace. So all these things are coming to a head. I read the Jerusalem Post. I read various 7 like TV channels over in Israel for their reporting, because I get a lot of stuff that we don't ever see here. And one of the things they've been mentioning is that there are 27 volcanoes around the Ring of Fire, all erupting now in concert. And to them, this signals the arrival of the Jewish Messiah, you know, which is not Jesus, because it is, but they're not accepting him. They're going to accept an imposter who is already amidst the people there. I've seen videos of him, you know, in these dreadlocks and his black hat and everything, and everybody kissing his hands and stuff. So whatever this guy's name is, his real name, he's an imposter if he's not the Antichrist. So I think the Antichrist will take control of the planet, will be given control by the people, and at that point in time will reveal himself to be, you know, Messiah and that kind of stuff. Now, whether it's that guy whose name is not widely known, or whether it's Muhammad bin Salman, who might be the false prophet that endorses the Antichrist, I don't know. But these things, these pieces of prophecy are all coming together right now. It's so fast that every day I look at the news, I say, wait a minute, that fills that box, but that has a question mark over here. But it's so close. And that means that it's so close for those of us who love the Lord are going to be taken to be with him quickly. So it's encouraging, but sad to see.
Man, I'll tell you what. Imagine talking like this 10 years ago in the present, or six. Yeah, I mean, we'll say 6 years ago, had Hillary gotten in, I think things would have been expedited. Just how things are going. And Hillary was a big promoter in the taking out of Assad by way of Benghazi. That's why Benghazi, you heard me right, Media Matters. I'm mentioning that again in the emails. That's why it was so important, because Damascus being a linchpin in prophecy. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, look, I started, you say, imagine what 10 years ago, if we've been talking like this. In 1977, I started giving lectures to churches in Perth, and did 100 churches in 1 year on weekend lectures, and telling them about not only, you know, the numbering system coming and how it would work, but the coming world government, how it was forming under a pattern, a plan that I had found in that book, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. That was a spurious document written in Russia before World War II, way before, in fact. But it wasn't Jewish people, Jewish Masons that did it. It was whoever did it wrote the blueprint for how they would take over the world and how they would get the people of the world to abandon their governments, to lose faith in their governments, and to cry for someone to help them. And that's when the New World Order will step in and offer us solutions and not be a dictator on the surface. So, imagine talking about that to people, 1977, which is like 45 years ago. I really was on the outskirts then.
Yeah, you indeed were. Yeah, and I have to say this, the German attorney, Dr. I can't remember his name. He came out with a video in October, something you just said there, talking about the slab jabs, the clot shots, whatever you want to call them, the mRNA gene editing software built in to make people more docile, more forgetful, but specifically more docile. Now, that makes sense to me, especially in today's environment when you've got, a billion plus or I don't even know how many billions that have taken the slab jab or this mRNA juice. So I think it's part of the equation. I just, again, you know, not ready for prime time in terms of putting all the dots and connecting all the dots and putting the pieces together. But go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, look, not only is it making them docile, we're going to see a lowering of our immune systems, those that have taken that shot, I'm sure, are the various forms of the shot. And as the Bible says, you know, we're going to see, gosh, nearly 80% of the population, one way or another, be killed by war or pestilence. And sadly, in the underdeveloped countries, you know, in Africa and Asia, they're going to see massive deaths because of hygiene and things that they can't prevent, they can't treat even the super COVID viruses. And so when you have a problem with resources and with pollution because there's so many people consuming, the best solution that the planners can come up with is let's remove a lot of the population. And history has shown that there have been several periods of time and measured in thousands of years ago where the human population has been reduced to as many as 1,000 living beings, and then it repopulated to where we are now. So they can kill off as many as they want to, or they can get away with, but they only need a certain amount to tend the fields, and make the crops and make things for them industrially that they need. This is the Illuminists, the controllers we're talking about. And they are going to put forward one person, one man, to do their bidding worldwide. And in the plan that I read, there are to be three close people to this Antichrist, this leader, who will be a dictator. But there are going to be three watchguards on him. He won't know who they are. And they will have the ability to kill him if he steps out of line with the plan that they've set for the planet, if he tries to be the dictator that we're expecting. And then the false prophet will come in and pick up the pieces. And, I see that plan is in place, and it will be obvious when the Antichrist is wounded or killed. And then his memory is supported by the false prophet, and the world will wonder after him and all that kind of garbage. But there's just so many things that my mind is almost wanting to explode right now to say, look, we're at the time of the prophecy. It is happening in your generation, in your time, whether it's tomorrow or a year or two from now. We are so close. Wake up, you know. And, you know, for those that have taken the shot, maybe they don't care anymore. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And all I know is I do think that there's it just goes back. I believe it goes back to the people who fight the most, who object the most, who say, oh, this is just a bunch of scare tactics. Those people, I believe, are the ones that are in denial. You know, it's easier to fool someone than to convince someone that they've been snookered. And that's where we are right now. And the other ones that are pushing this are just pure evil. So and I give no one a pass on either side of that equation, because, you know, I don't. But again, that's just me, my opinion, and really, in the grand scheme of things, my opinion doesn't count for anything. So go ahead.
How much time we got left here?
12 minutes. Okay, 10 minutes. I'm sorry.
Okay. I better cover some of the things on the sun situation. If you go to my show images page, which you can go to off of standeo.com, where Holly has got some interesting updates today on the weather and on the amount of lawlessness that is happening in the United States. A bit about FBI and that kind of stuff, and her usual analysis of the news and comments like you and I make are there on that. But anyway, go to the show images page, and I'll just get that up here myself. in slide 43 through 40 are on the sun. And I want you to look at number 43, which is the heliograph, and it's a green thing, and that shows two-thirds of the sun. Some of it we can't see directly, but a little bit of it is visible as it faces us directly. You'll see on the left side of that two bright areas coming our way, and these are areas of activity on the sun that are severe and can produce CMEs and flares, and, you know, coronal mass ejections are they can they can do a lot of damage to our EMP system, or to our power system with EMPs, and also flares. I haven't seen anything in the X category up to X-45 this year yet, but I expect to see that. But this amount facing us right now is a hole, a coronal hole in the sun, and that dark space lets a lot of solar wind come our way, which is, I'm sure, affecting a lot of our planetary weather. And one of the things that, let me see if I've got that on there. Do I have that? Yeah. Look at slide 44 and click on that. That is a picture of the north-south pole of the sun as we face it. And that was yesterday I took that. Now, notice the green arrows are supposed to be the north pole of the sun and the purple one's the south pole. Does that look a little bit cattywampus to you? It's not straight up and down. And what happens, as I said, every solar cycle, the north and south poles invert and take on the opposite position. But what I've noticed is that the first thing that happens is the northern hemisphere of the sun flips its pole, and at a finite point in time in the next probably year or two, the green arrows you see up there, the green magnetic lines on the sun, will flip and become purple at the same time they're purple in the southern pole, which means you have two south poles on the sun. But this kind of turbulence inside the sun with a thinning crust of the sun is dangerous because it can be presaging a throw-off, a blow-off of the thin shell of the sun. Now, we've seen it before in other star systems like the Monoceros cluster, which I showed a video of on your show here several times. And so I look at biblical prophecy. It says, in the last days, in the 7 years of tribulation, the sun's light will become seven times brighter, and a third of the earth's green trees and leaves and whatever will burn to a crisp, and people will hide in caves and rocks. And that happens quickly. It'll be a throw-off of a flare that will throw dust out through the solar system, and that thick cloud of dust will make the sun look like it's the color of blood red. And that blast of light that comes from the sun will fry a third of the planet's surface that is facing it at that point. It won't endure, but it will be long enough to catch everything on fire and burn, boil the sea. I mean, it's going to be hot. And that will affect the rest of the planet as far as the weather, the climate. Everything will take that extra energy input into it and make tremendous storms, where you will see these 57-pound ice hail fall in various places on the world because of it. It'd be tremendous upheaval. Now, I think since Europe and Israel and that part of the world are in prophecy, that what happens is that third of the earth that's facing that will be the United States and South America, Central America, and that area will be cooked. So Babylon will be destroyed in bang, all of a sudden. Anyway, that's my rave on that. Go to slide 40 on the Show Images page. That was yesterday's solar eruptions. And if you click on that, it will be a quick animation showing about the middle of it. You'll see flares blowing off on the backside of the sun. Our flare activity is not diminishing. It is increasing. And that is just, visual proof of it. And in slide, what is that? Slide 45, today's solar magnetic lines close-up. That was yesterday. And you can see how busy the magnetic field lines are joining north and south across a moving equator. And it's just so active. I've seen it like this before, but this time it's because the thinness of the upper atmosphere of the sun is more frequently spreading and making holes to emit solar wind from inside the sun. That tells me that it's very unstable and perhaps unpredictable, but my prediction is that it's going to be so unstable that it will blow off a shell of dust out into the solar system to fulfill prophecy. I mean, it's not an accident, but anyway, that's on that.
Very good. I mean, well,
yeah,
very good analysis.
Yeah. Well, I, for one, look forward to the time that we can be together with the Lord somewhere where it's peace and quiet.
Yeah. I'm there as well. But until such time, I think, we've got to occupy. We've got to We just have to occupy, and we have to help as many others come to salvation as possible. We really do, and I think that's our main. And I'll bet you that really drives a globalist scumbaggery crazy. It drives people like Yuval Noah Harari crazy that we are bringing people closer to salvation, or bringing people to salvation because they want to be small G gods to avoid judgment, you know, to rule the world because they're narcissists, they're psychopaths, they're sociopaths. Yes, I said that. Yes, that's my opinion. So have at it. But, you know, that's, I think we have to do that.
Hey, did you see that there was a 6.4 earthquake in the tip of the Juan de Fuca plate touching the coast, the west coast?
I thought of you when I did, yes.
Yeah, well, a lot of people lost power. Tens of thousands of people lost power because of that. It was a violent shake. And, you know, when that does release, and it's overdue by 60 years now for a Richter 9-plus earthquake, it's going to hurt the country.
It's going to leave a mark. It's going to ruin some people's days. But you know, we are to expect this at this time, as you stated. And by the way, folks, if you haven't done so already, Cosmic Conspiracy, that's a required read. It really is. Dare to Prepare, definitely an asset to have in your library, but use it. Don't just use it as a, don't just point to it and say, see, I got it. Use it. So all of the intellectual products of located at Standale, at standale.com, I would urge everyone to get. And I would also urge you to support Stan and Holly Dale any way you can. Patreon, I'm not too cool on Patreon, so do what you want to do. But
I'm doing like you're doing. I'm going over to Rumble. It's just at the moment I have patrons on the Patreon channel. They were still active until they shut me off. So I'm doing both of them at the same time.
Well, I think, you know, and again, in closing here, in the closing moments we have, this is not about this platform or your platform or any platform. This is about really all of us, because all of the Christians, specifically the Christians, were in the crosshairs of these satanic, pedophilia-minded and ideologically driven tranny tatted people. And I think we need to you know what, if we knew the power that we had through our living God, we would be using that power. And I think that's what we need to do. And hit your knees tonight, and I mean that, hit your knees. I was reading a forum where they were laughing at Mike Lindell for creating a kneeling type pillow some time ago. And I'm thinking, you know what, what's wrong with you people? If you don't believe in a God, there's something wrong with you. But okay, let me give you the benefit of the doubt. Leave the guy alone. Leave the guy alone. And you know what? Leave us alone. And if you don't, then let's rock. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, we're at the point where the prophecy for these times in the Bible said that evil will be good and good will be evil, a reversal of the priorities of the community. And you and I, Christians who are saying you'll believe in our Creator and follow His Son, Yeshua, we are at odds with the rest of the world. And so we are viewed as the evil thing that needs to be cut out. So when you realize that, know that this is the end of this age approaching us. And it's time for people to make a decision and to understand. And look, I found the Garden of Eden following the Bible. It is a historical and historically accurate document. And when I found the Garden of Eden, it allowed me to find where the fallen ones who were crossbreeding lived, and that was in Saudi Arabia, the Atlantis that is spoken of by Plato. So it is a time for people to wake up and realize and read and watch these videos I put up there for free to tell you that it's accurate and it's coming again. There's going to be a judgment again. And then there will be a new age, 1,000 years of peace and rebuilding of the planet until it is melted down, and so is our universe, and a new heaven, a new earth replace it all at the end of that time. So don't wait to be caught up in that terrible time that's coming.
Amen. Amen. Stan Dale, Stan Dale.com. Stan, I want you and your wife and your family, your BFF, best furry friend, have a great Christmas and a prosperous new year.
And the same for you. And I ask the Lord to take care of you and heal you.
And amen. Back at you. God bless. All right, that'll do it for us. Folks, you have a great rest of your day, evening, night, whatever, wherever the case might be. Good night.